Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever you debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast, the New Year's Eve edition and New Year's Day. So happy 2022. Good Lord, 2022. I'm here with Johnny, Carlos, and Maria, and I'm Lafayette. New Year's. We're going to just jump right into it. Give me a New Year's memory that you just either you're embarrassed of or it was just so much fun and you had a blast. Marie, do you have any good New Year's Eve memories or New Year's Day memories?
I like my Spotify playlist this year.
God damn, it doesn't remotely answer the questions.
No, I'm lying.
Okay, good. That's it. Johnny, you're up.
I don't know if I can follow that.
That's like, hey, Johnny, what's your favorite color? Bike. Okay. That'd be nothing close, but very well done. All right, Johnny, give me a memory.
No, you can't New just Year's move Eve, on like that New Year's and just Day. Leave Marie be.
No, we're going to go back to Marie.
We have to talk about what she just
doesn't
did.
She didn't comprehend
it's
it.
It's a New Year's rewind of 2021.
Oh, you know, stop it. Just stop it. She's basing it on, like, you know, Instagram recaps your freaking 2021. She looks at that and goes, "That's a glorious year. Somebody like my cat four times." Like, oh, Bernie. Good job, Bernie. Oh, man. Anyway, Carlos, you're up. Give me a New Year's Eve or New Year's Day memory that you're very fond of.
I remember back when we were younger, Johnny brought it up once for Thanksgiving, but I remember every New Year's Day we used to go play football, tackle football.
Yep.
I don't do it anymore, but I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah. There you go.
And then lunch.
Yeah, we go eat after that. Yeah, a big family gathering. We gamble, remember? And
yeah.
That was a big thing on New Year's Day. We'd all family get together and gamble for like 5 hours and try to take each other's money. And there's a good story of one of our brothers thought he was a hot shot one time. Remember that story? And
yeah, but that wasn't a New Year's story. That was an after work on Friday night story.
Are you sure? Because everyone was there for that one. Everyone.
Nope.
Because everyone was there.
Go
I know
on
because
with
I
the
took
story.
All the
Come
winnings,
on.
Man.
Tell the story. Johnny wants to hear it. It's a good story.
So we went to go play cards on a Friday night after work. And my older brother thought he was hot shit because he thought he had a hot hand. And the game was called Guts. I don't know if you ever played Guts.
Guts is fun as shit. Yeah.
Anyway, so you ante up, right? So it's high guts. So what you want to get is you want to get a really good high. You want to get like a pair or high numbers or space cards, you know, something like that. And whoever has the best card. So you go around the table and then you call guts or pass. So if you have guts, I mean, you're going to go. But if everybody passes, the pot stays. You just go to the next round. But say, for instance, the pot is like $10. You say guts. And then you go against someone else. So suddenly you go against two other people. So now it's three of you. So whoever has the best hand wins the pot. And then the other two have to pay the $10. They each have to pay $10 each. So now the pot's $20.
Now explain though, like when you get your cards, you get two cards.
Yeah, you only get two cards.
And
yeah,
can't you can exchange one out, right?
No, not guts.
Guts, you get two cards. The idea is, do you have the guts to play the hand or not? And if everybody thinks they have a shitty hand, like everybody just passes and then you get two new cards. So if you get a pair, like of eights, you're like, okay, guts, I'm playing this hand. And then somebody gets like a pair of threes. They think they have the high hand because that's good in guts, any pair. So.
All right. Let's go around the table. Carlos has a pair of aces. I have a pair of kings. And then
left. I have like a pair of sevens.
Twos. Yeah. All right. So you're saying.
What do
that
I have?
You got a pair of fours.
Oh, there you are. You disappeared for a second. Say you have an ace king and you still.
Oh, an ace king. Yeah. So that's actually pretty guts. Good in guts. Ace king is good. Yeah.
So you keep going around and you say.
So you go guts. Around once, one time. So okay. Say it's your turn. So Johnny, guts or no?
guts means I want to keep playing.
Yeah, you're in the game.
You're in. You want to win the pot. You're in.
Yep.
You okay. You're gonna win. Guts.
And then Marie's turn.
If you're out, do you say no guts?
Yeah, you just
no,
pass.
If you're out, you just say
in.
Pass, and that's yeah. it. You're done.
Okay. You're done.
Throw your cards in. That's it. You're done.
Yep. Yep. And the way it works is if there's one guy standing, he wins the pot. If yeah, nobody, so if everybody nobody passes.
The way Carlos explained the rules, like let's say it's a $10 pot
yep.
or whatever, and then everyone goes all in, then I have to put an additional $10?
You have to put 10 bucks in. Lafayette has to put 10 bucks in. Maria has to put 10 bucks
whoever
in.
Whoever stays
I won,
in.
I had a pair of aces.
Whoever stays,
whoever
in,
stays
yeah.
in has to pay what's in the pot.
Yeah, you have to pay to play, more or less. Yes.
I get that. Okay. Play,
yeah. So what if I say guts two?
Well, you're about to lose
then,
some money.
Well, if you lost, but here's the other thing too, though. If you pass, and now the pot is $30, you're still in, so you can still go for it the next hand.
Yep. Yeah.
This goes back around the table.
It just goes back around. Yeah.
I don't like
yeah.
that. If you pass, you should be out. It's
can
like
you fold?
Full.
No, it was just the next round. The next round, there's still money in the pot.
So no. Meaning, if nobody wins, nobody plays guts on the hand, it keeps going, and the pot can get bigger and bigger. So Carlos, tell us the story.
Everybody says pass.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody says pass.
Stays the same. Nobody, you don't add to it.
Well, but you got to explain how the pot gets bigger and how the story ends. Go ahead.
Anyway, so we were playing guts, and my brother had a decent hand. I don't remember what it was, but I had a pair of aces, and the pot was like
he had like a pair of queens or something like that. Yeah.
Right. So the pot was already at like $100-something. I don't know how it got. I can't remember how it got so high. But anyway, so I won the pot, and he had to put $180 in. So now he has to put another $180 as he lost because he said guts. And so we went around again, and I ended up getting two aces again. And you should have seen me, man. My hands are shaking. I'm like, holy shit. I'm not going to say guts on $180 unless I'm really going to win. This is nuts. But he went before I did, so he said guts. I'm like, oh, shit. So I look at my cards and my hands are shaking because I got aces. I'm like, yeah, guts. And so I won another $180. He had to put another $180 down again. But I didn't go the third time because I didn't have anything.
Wasn't it back-to-back hands, what I recall?
Yeah, I won back-to-back hands.
Like, he lost $350 like back-to-back hands.
Yeah, 360 right. plus another yep. 180.
Yeah, everybody was like, holy shit. Because he got good cards every time, like a pair of tens, a pair of queens.
Not good enough.
Double aces got him every time. Every time, yeah,
good smoking old aces.
But guts is fun because you can literally go around 10 times and nobody ever calls guts. Everybody has shit freaking hand. And but you'll
the
get
shitty
that.
Part though. The shitty part though is the very last guy who has shit hand and he knows it, but because everybody else passed, he's gonna go ahead and say guts anyway.
And yeah, and he'll take the pot. And we'll you always yeah. say why, and then you'll see that he had like a 3-2, but because he hasn't won shit, he wants to take the pot.
Still a little confused. We'll have to play it a couple of times.
Agreed.
For money.
It's basically...
I get paid on Thursday.
And it's not that difficult. Like I said, it's just basically you get two cards. That's all you get. No, you get no additional cards. There's no swapping. You go around the table. And it's a game of bluff. That's all it is. It's a game of bluff. Do you think you can beat the next guy that goes around? That's all it is. And to be honest, to be fair, what it should be is, let's say the last guy calls guts. You should have to go around the room one more time because he shouldn't take the pot. It should be like, you know what? Anybody?
Well, you can call check instead.
Yeah, that's right. You can call check. And then when the guy comes last, you can challenge him if you dare. But the money does go. The pot does get higher and higher as you go. We're talking guts way too much on the New Year's.
Let me know when this hits ESPN. The World Series of guts.
The World Series
on the Ocho.
Yeah, on the Ocho. No, so of course my memory is getting blackout drunk in a bathroom and passing out on New Year's Eve and waking up the next day in my bedroom not knowing how I got there.
You. Have been talking about your drinking when I thought you said this whole entire last year you don't drink.
Who are you looking at?
There's a difference. I don't drink, as in I never socially drink. I have no alcohol in my place. I do not drink. I don't go out to drink.
You have but alcohol in your place. I can see it right now.
Well, I have wine that I don't drink. I hate wine. Wine is horrible. I don't, like I said, I don't go to bars, nothing.
When do you drink?
I've never bought beer in my life to bring home. So I drink when it's like a, if anything, it's a large social gathering. And yeah, large gathering where people are like, you know, we're all gonna have fun. Like when I go out for work trips, a night or two, I'll like, yeah, give me a couple of drinks. We're all just hanging out at the hotel, you know, hotel bar lobby. Let's fuck it. And we're gonna be here for a while, just talking shit. And you know, it's always the same drink for me. Carlos knows. It's always the same drink.
Long Island
iced tea. So
you don't drink, but that's the thing that you drink when you do.
Yep, Long Island's. Yep.
Strong it's almost as if he's like, just get me drunk now so I can get it over with.
It kind of is that, because I went to a dinner recently, with a work dinner in Seattle, and I had a Long Island, and I drank it too fast, and right away I was like, oh, God damn it, I drank that too fast. And it wore off 30 minutes later, and I got another one.
Why, out of everything, that's what you drink
a Long Island, because it doesn't, you can't taste the booze in it.
Well, that's why they're so great, because they're good and they're strong as fuck.
Yeah, it's like 9 shots, but they put
nothing but alcohol except for the splash coke.
Yeah, yeah, and then what you do is you take the lemon they give you, you always squeeze it into it, and then it'll always just taste like a Arnold Palmer. Then you're like,
What about an Adios?
Oh, I hate Adios.
Same ingredients.
They're gross. No, they're gross.
What is it called? The blue, what's the blue one called?
Blue Seca.
Yeah, no, Adioses are gross. And then, any New Year's tradition?
Santa still getting you?
What'd you say?
Santa still texting you?
Yeah, Santa, a week later, son of a bitch. Yeah, so,
he wants his gifts back.
Yeah, yeah, actually, he dropped the wrong thing off of my house. I'm supposed to go to Johnny's house. What does it say here? Oh, wow. That must be for his wife. there he goes again. No, but New Year's Day tradition, besides like playing cards and football, anything you guys, it was always a New Year's thing, even if it's going to family's houses, or do you guys have a New Year's tradition?
My grandma used to make tamales. That was pretty good.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Tamales? We got tamales. I mean, there we go. Anybody else? Anybody? Johnny?
I have a couple of New Year's memories.
Okay. Give me some.
Just, I remember going around and picking up shotgun shells from like the previous nights of people like shooting guns off in the air. So as a kid, like I didn't know what, look at all these shotgun shells. These are bullets. We just fill them with whatever. I just thought it was the coolest thing, but didn't realize how fucking dangerous that is.
Yeah,
gun in the air. Must
come down. Yep. Yeah,
I've been to a redneck New Year's. It was New Year's Day. I was in Jackson, and I was eating at a diner in Jackson, and in the parking lot there was several men in the parking lot, half a dozen at least, just firing their shotguns in the air. Nobody said nothing. It was just a regular thing. That's just what it is. Like, wow, cool. And I believe your brother was with me, Johnny. I believe your brother was with me.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. There you go. New Year's Day. I don't know. New Year's Day, like I said, we always went to family's house and we ate. We played cards. We had a good time. Everybody just kind of hanging all day. It was an all day thing from noon to like 10 p.m. Just gambling and talking crap. And like I said, playing some football. And maybe a couple of times, Carlos and I, you know, maybe played golf, you know, maybe things like that. But,
my mom always takes the Christmas stuff down New Year's Day.
Oh, that's true.
That's good. That's good.
That's a thing. Yeah, you kind of, you know, unpack, or let's say repack all the Christmas stuff. Time to get it out. Yeah, there's always that. And then I don't know. New Year's Day for me, I always look at it as just another day off of work. Thank you. Thank you for the day off. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, give me a good paid day off and let me relax and watch. I think football is usually on New Year's Day. I don't know.
Unless it's a Sunday.
I don't know, usually there's sports on.
That's Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Christmas has basketball and Thanksgiving has football. Yeah. Yeah.
But there's usually always soccer.
We'll take a break here on Nerds Talking the Podcast. Happy New Year's. Futures here. You know what that means? Flying cars. We'll be right back after this on Nerds Talking the Podcast.
Welcome to the Straight Out Uni Podcast, hosted by me, Sophia Caridis.
And myself, Renato Kasher Patrick.
This podcast aims to discuss honest day-to-day struggles and joys of being 20-something.
Unrealistic expectations of adulthood and social issues in the digital era, all in the midst of a global pandemic.
From mental health and life advice,
to the influence of Instagram and online dating, just to name a few.
Join us on this experience of shared highs
and lows
that two recent unemployed graduates are dealing with,
alongside special guests and stories from our listeners.
Subscribe and tune in each week for new and hopefully exciting episodes.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking, the podcast, the New Year's edition. Happy 2022. 2021 is out the window tomorrow. So I'm here with Marie, Johnny, and Carlos. Marie, why do you want to leave 2021 behind?
I don't know. Time is arbitrary.
Okay. You know what? Just think about things, life in general. Johnny, why do you want to leave 2021 behind?
Next time when after Marie says something, you move on to Carlos, because after she says something, I need to really
tough act to follow, man.
Think deep about what she's saying. I mean, it's arbitrary. What is life? Like,
yeah, right. It was
what are years?
Oh my god. Okay, Carlos, 2021. Take it or leave it. That's something like Larry King would say. Carlos, 2021, take it or leave it.
That's gone, man. You can't look back. Done deal. I don't know. It was finally a time to finally get back to whatever normal is, somewhat normal. But I'm looking, looking ahead, man. It's because 2020 was not motivational at all. 2021 was barely motivational.
To what?
And now Marie wants to go back.
Can
go
ahead, I explain Marie. About why time is arbitrary? I guess my thinking is like, my thinking is everyone, like every year up until 2020, everyone's like, the new year, like I'm going to leave all this bullshit behind. And then 2020 came and everyone's like, okay, we're never going to say that again. Exactly. It's like, it doesn't matter. It's good things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen. I just look forward to the future.
Cool. You're like the worst Hallmark card. If you wrote Hallmark cards, they'd go out of business.
At least I can speak English.
Johnny, 2021. Take it or leave it.
Marie just spoke. Johnny's going to take a while. To process.
That's true. Give him a second. That is true.
It wasn't a bad year. I mean, better than 2020 for me. But yeah, I'm looking forward to 22. And then hopefully, I don't know, this. Omicron? What's the new
Omicron.
Omicron. The new Omicron. We'll see what that does this year, because
don't forget Delta, man, because Delta is on a rampage.
Who the fuck is Delta? Delta ain't shit. Delta thought, Omicron.
Delta thought, hey, y'all forgot about me? Nah,
oh, my beer. Nah,
Delta doesn't have shit against the new Transformer of Omicron.
Nah, Delta's coming back strong, man. Delta ain't playing around.
I'm not looking forward to
Delta's the new
more
kids on
rules,
the block
more things being shut down.
Are you being serious?
Seriously.
No.
Are you
being
facetious?
Nothing. Oh, fuck.
Ooh, her favorite word. Way to go.
Favorite word.
Ding, ding, ding. Way to start off the year using your favorite word.
Good job. End the year strong, Marie. End the year
strong. It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse, the word of the day. And she says, facetious.
I don't see lockdowns happening anymore, but definitely, you know, the mandates aren't going to end, especially in 2022. It's not going
to
end.
Well, I was looking forward to traveling, you know, and I don't think it's going to be as easy, especially just depending on where in the world you want to travel.
True. But 2022, you can look forward to the Pfizer pill instead of a jab. So, you know, supposedly it's 89% effective. Would you rather take a pill than a jab? I don't know. Do you think people will be more receptive to a pill than a jab? I would think so.
No, I don't think so. I think it's
gonna be a jab. Call it a day. Give a shit.
Well, I think for people that have taken the jab, the course that they'll just take the jab, but
maybe if they've had adverse reactions to the jab or if they're scared of needles, that's a thing.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Give me some pills. I like pills. I pop pills. Pill popping my thing.
Just crush it up and snort the shit out of it.
But 2021, I felt like it was fairly normal for myself. Nothing too drastic different.
You're in Southern California. They have more stricter rules in bigger cities like LA and
but see the rules we it didn't affect anything, you know. I don't mind wearing a mask. It doesn't bother me. They didn't do any vaccine card mandates here in LA. That never happened.
Well, I heard of some people and on other podcasts where they had to show their vaccine card to go to the mall.
Wrong.
What?
That does not exist in Los Angeles.
Heard.
I went to the mall last week and I didn't have to show any.
For my job,
but you didn't go to the mall in Southern California.
For my job, I go to a ton of retail outlets and you do not have to show your COVID card for anything. Literally not any. I've been to restaurants and they don't check them here, even though they're supposed to. Here's the thing. It's mandated, not enforced. Does that make sense?
It does.
We went to go see Joe Rogan. We were supposed to have our cards or whatever, but no one checked.
Because
did they test people beforehand for Joe Rogan?
No.
Because he was saying that one of his shows in Austin, you had to come like 2 hours early and then everyone gets tested. Yeah.
Maybe he did?
For instance, Carlos and myself. No,
the whole crowd.
Well, Carlos and myself, as we stated a couple episodes back, we did the Los Angeles Comic Con. And beforehand, they told everyone online, you're going to have to show your vaccine card. They didn't check one person, not one.
When we went to EDC, they didn't check anything either.
And they said they were going to, right?
And then what happened there?
Yeah.
Everyone got herpes.
Everyone's dead.
Yep. Oh. So it's New Year's. So, you know, we're looking forward to stuff and we look back and any highlights of 2021 in your ongoing life. What was the highlight? Any something that stands out?
EDC and my Spotify.
Oh, goddamn.
Of course. Of course. From 2007? Is that what it said?
No, I just liked it this year because they actually gave you the stats.
They always do. Always.
No, they give you your top 100, but they don't give you the stats.
I've always got the stats.
I've never gotten stats before.
Yeah, I've got stats. Okay, so your highlight was EDC, and I could see that. I mean, people have a lot of fun there.
I am in the top 14% of Spotify users in the United States.
I don't know if is that an accomplishment?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. There's a guy on my Facebook, I think he put his stats up and he was in the top maybe like 1%.
Lies.
No, it showed that he listened to
better than Marie.
It showed that he listened to like 34,000 hours of music, which is wild. Like he must have Spotify on all the time.
So, like, I was thinking that about my minutes and my time, and I bet there's a lot of people that listen to podcasts, and podcasts do take up a lot of time.
But it could be this guy motorcycle. he rides a motorcycle a lot. I think. Like he cruises a lot, so he probably just jams out on that and it just stays on. And I don't, Johnny, what's your highlight of 2021?
Never turning it off. I'm just gonna have it on play on mute
just so you can get that 1%.
Just so you can get up to
you 1%ers are all the same, Johnny.
I'm gonna go a little mushy here. My baby walked this year, that's probably the highlight.
What happened to your wife? Did she get an accident or something?
What,
she got boobs.
Yes, she did.
The highlight was that
my daughter walked.
I know your daughter. I know your daughter.
That was a highlight for me.
All right, yeah, that's good. That's a good highlight. How about personal highlight for yourself? Forget your kids. Texas barbecue. Personal.
Yeah, you know what? Texas barbecue was
boom.
I mean, going to Snow's barbecue. Critically acclaimed.
Knock that kid right off the top of the list. Barbecue Texas place. All right, but don't bring no propane to the party.
What about propane and propane accessories?
Yeah, that's right. You need that. Okay, who sold propane and propane accessories? Come on,
King of the Hill.
Hank Hill.
Anybody have a good impression of? Is it Boomhouse? What's the guy's name? That spoke really fast.
Yeah, it's them dangle things and then cats and fluffies and you know them things and then you know what I'm saying,
not
man.
Bad, pretty good.
There we go. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Carlos, what was your highlight of 2021?
Oh, my kid walked. Yeah, he walked.
No.
Oh no. My bad.
He's gonna walk anyway. Yeah.
He's been walking for years.
He's gonna learn to cuss next year.
Oh, no,
okay. I got one that is kind of show related, to be honest with you. Because of the show, I was able to reestablish a connection to the oldest friend that I have in California, Johnny Lee. So yeah,
we're tugging on heartstrings.
It's been a while since we haven't spoken a long time, and then he got invited onto the show, and he's
up like every week
yet to leave.
Well, there we go, Johnny.
Very similar to our childhood, right? I would show up and then just never leave.
Never remember the first time.
Hey, so
Johnny,
I'm staying for dinner. Cool, cool.
Yeah, I remember.
I got a bed made for you upstairs. Go ahead.
We just moved into the neighborhood, and this little Asian kid knocked on our door.
No, it was the other way around. We went down to his house because he was playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We went to go play basketball.
Yeah. There you go. And look at that.
Another thing is being able to do conventions again, man. I miss doing conventions.
Yeah, good old comic book conventions.
Yeah.
Good. Those are fun. Those are a blast, I say. A blast. Okay, well, there we go. Some highlights, maybe some lowlights next.
Oh, wait. It's funny how the host always skips his turn.
Yeah, because mine are really good. Always. I don't want to like ruin everybody else.
Go ahead.
So I walked.
I shit in a really nice car. I shit in a Lamborghini.
I walked in shit.
I pissed in these really expensive jeans. Yeah. That was a good time.
I did do that. They're pretty expensive jeans. I don't know. It's probably just traveling. I did a lot of traveling, for work.
And outside of work, though, what kind of traveling do you do?
Nothing. I did a lot of work traveling. Went to Vegas, Denver. Though? I went to Seattle. I went to Arizona. I went to Texas. Dallas.
When are you guys going to Florida?
No, we don't do Florida.
Yeah.
We might, maybe Hawaii, though, they're saying.
Because Zoa's got Florida cornered.
Zoa. Yeah.
Wouldn't they have Hawaii cornered, too?
You would think so.
Samoan Islands, maybe.
Samoan Islands. I don't know. Highlight 2021. That's a good one. I mean, it's probably something to do with, like you said, comic book, conventions and, This show is always a good time, how many episodes now? 65, I think. So not too shabby. There's talking people here. Marie's probably, I would say out of 65, Marie's probably on
27.
You think 47, you said?
27.
27.
Pretty good guess. 27.
Because Spotify told me that I've listened to Nerds Talking 27.
Well, apparently she's only heard her own episodes.
I like it. I kind of like how your life really just revolves around Spotify. I really do like that, actually. I like
Spotify, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
Let me play your dinner playlist.
Yeah.
Ooh, a dinner playlist. That's great.
Oh, don't give her ideas for 2022, goddammit. Okay, we'll take a break here on Nerds Talking the Podcast. We'll be right back after.
NYC actors Hunter and Nick have in-depth discussions on film, TV, video games, and more from the actor's point of view. What are our favorite and least favorite aspects? Whose acting stuck out to us the most and why? Can we relate to the acting and how?
We have and will continue to have guest actors on the show who will bring their own personality and perspective to the discussions, as well as having a Q&A at the end. Check it out now.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking, the podcast, the New Year's edition, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day edition. Johnny, Carlos, Marie joining me, Lafayette, here on the show. And of course, you know what New Year's means. Resolutions, man. We love those resolutions. They're just lies that we tell ourselves. And then we say, well, it didn't work out last year, but this year I'm going to lose that weight. So, Johnny, you hear what I just said. Go.
Well...
Give it to me.
I can't think of a year where I didn't have the resolution to lose weight.
Is that really a resolution? Because that should just be something that you shouldn't use New Year's as your motivation to lose weight. You look the same the next day and the next year.
But whatever it takes to motivate you. Because you always hear that, for example, like during funerals. Well, it's nice that the family got together, but it shouldn't take a death for everyone to come together. Well, I mean, quit complaining. Like, people are here. People are... gathering. It's fine. Same with resolutions. It shouldn't take the 1st of January to be in shape or whatever, but go fuck yourself. I do this every year, so don't mess with my traditions.
Oh, so it's a tradition. It's more of a tradition.
Failed resolutions, tradition.
Yeah, tradition. I mean, is that going to be
day
your
one of the year?
Is that going to be your resolution again to start from scratch and lose weight?
Yeah.
Okay, so Johnny's is to lose weight, and outlook for it.
As far as
like a plan,
goal, yeah. I mean, I started back on the keto this week, and as long as I can keep it strong and then incorporate the working out as along with this diet, I think I have a chance.
You like burritos? Or
40 by by my birthday in April. So I'm trying to.
Oh, you 40 pounds by April.
Yeah, that's right. It's ambitious, but I feel like
I got $10 on that. I got $10 on that.
Guts. I'm in. He ain't doing it.
You guys take cash.
You can Venmo me, buddy. It's fine.
Hey, pay me in prime rib.
Yeah. But guys lose weight faster than girls. And like, I feel like the first 15, 20, I mean, I could.
I don't think it's necessarily guys lose weight faster. I do believe that if you are really overweight, you can lose weight fast because you do hit a wall. Like my older brother lost a lot of weight, but he hit a wall and he couldn't lose any more weight, even though he's still sticking to his diet.
Yeah, but he throughout the years, he hasn't had the muscle. I mean, it was just all diet. Right.
No, it's just diet. It's not even literally no exercise.
I feel like if you have a good base, like a athletic base, then it's gonna be easier.
And if you also put any type of cardio behind it, you just literally put nothing behind it. Like
cha-ching. I know exactly.
Johnny just paid me already. that was fast. Wow. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, you motherfucker. That was great timing. Oh, what a dick.
Carlos, what is your New Year's resolution?
I don't do resolutions, man.
There we go.
Because they're just, I mean, if you want to make a change tomorrow morning, make a change right now. I don't do resolutions.
You sound like Michael Jackson. Silly. I like it.
Like, they're silly. Like, mine, for one, I'm working on weight loss as well, but I've already started. So it's just, I'm not going to wait for the, because if you wait for the new year, or if you wait, next month, this just gives you an excuse to lay off it and go, oh, that's fine. It didn't work this year. I'll try it again next year. You know? So it's like, if you want to do it, just do it, man.
Even with your thing, you had a start date though, right? I mean, you're not like wake up one morning, all right, I'm going to do it today, because you need to plan ahead. You need to work around your schedule, things like that. I mean, whether it be New Year's or 2 weeks before, or
I mean,
before, it, or, sure. But I mean, is, say for example, 2 weeks ago, I was like, man, I really need to lose weight. Maybe wait for 2 weeks for new year to start. Then so in between then and now, you know, I'm going to eat all the chocolate cake I want. I'm going to get all these sodas, or I'm going to do whatever. I got 2 weeks before I start. That kind of doesn't really help, because now you're just taking off more weight than you needed to because you wasted 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So
anytime I say I'm going to do it tomorrow, it doesn't happen. I might as well just do it today.
Because the next day you can say the exact same thing, because tomorrow is always there, right?
Well, that's why the weight loss resolution is horrible, because that should
any resolution.
Well, that's okay, true. Any resolution. But the weight loss one is, bad only because you're basically giving yourself a start date, right? Oh, yeah, that's when I'm going to start, because 2021 didn't work out. I bet you 2022 I'll lose that weight. Why don't you just lose the weight when you want to lose the weight? You want to lose the weight? Start tomorrow. You want to lose the weight? You know what I mean? Like,
well, Johnny, you say you disagree. Like, for example, say you want to make more money that year. You want to make, so just start, man. Just do, make, start a plan. That's going to, okay, I'm going to look for a new job. So start. We have a mutual friend that always complains about his job. Always. But never does anything about it. Never. It's always, oh, I don't have time. You know, when I get home, I don't have time. Oh, I work so much. I don't have time for this. Yeah, but you have time to watch TV. You have time to check emails. You have time to do that, but you don't have time to put out some resumes or check up for jobs. Find a job, man. If you really want to make more money or a better job, just do it. Don't wait till January 1st. So, Johnny, you say you disagree. Please enlighten me. Why do you disagree?
Well, I mean, not all resolutions can be instantaneous like that. I think with some of them, you definitely have to plan ahead. I mean, if this year I'm going to be nicer to Marie, I can start right now. There's no planning it.
But you're not.
Because it's 2021. Don't start now.
What?
Don't involve me in this.
New Year's Eve, baby.
Shut up, bitch.
you know what?
Right? You got another day. Don't worry about it.
You have tomorrow to start. Don't worry about it.
But I mean, like, maybe the job, you don't have to do too much planning, but let's say you still need a resume. You still need, back in the days where you go in for actual interviews.
Updating that thing every day. Well, or when necessary.
Maybe you should. But I mean, for me, like, I've had the same job for the past 14 years. I haven't seen
like
a resume.
But you like your job, right?
You
enjoy your job.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really necessarily looking for, I mean, if you're looking for more money, you're obviously looking within your department to go up that way, right?
Or become a dirty cop.
Well, I mean, there's that, right?
I can start that shit today.
You know, here's like, okay, for instance, quitting smoking, okay? That's some people choose that, right? Some that quit smoking. Why are they going to wait till the first to do something else? It's almost like telling themselves, I better smoke as much as I can now because I'm gonna miss out.
Well, it's the same thing with the diet, and I'm gonna eat as much junk as I can,
because at first I'm gonna be hardcore, be all about it, and about a week after your diet, you're gonna hate it.
January
3rd, I've already quit.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
January 1st at noon, I already quit.
like when people ask you at 1 a.m. what you do as your resolution, I'm gonna lose a ton of weight, bro. 2 a.m. eating pizza. and resolution. You know what? Always next year. So
exactly. Resolutions, there's always next year.
Resolutions.
That's why I don't do resolutions.
Just make it easy. Make it easy. That's all. Make your resolution obtainable. I mean, not like weight loss isn't attainable, because it is. But maybe make it something. I don't know. I'm gonna karaoke.
Better budgeting.
Maybe something you've never done, like you're not a karaoke person, or I'm gonna, better budgeting. I guess, I mean, that's not really a resolution as much, though. But I guess it kind of
can be. Can be.
You're
right.
It can be. Because it's more like, it's more like, like learn how to not to blow money. So
buy less cookies through the Walmart app, right?
Yeah. Eat out less. That's somebody's resolution also. Oh, I'm gonna eat out less because that's a lot of money, you know.
It's a good resolution.
That's date night for Marie.
Yeah.
What date?
She orders for two. Yeah, you're right.
I date myself.
Yeah, Marie's going to be one of those people that marries themselves. Yeah, we'll show up.
Married to the game.
You know what's funny? That could be great. She'd like be up there to get married to herself. Off to the side, we're doing our podcast. Like a play-by-play, too. Right now, Marie's.
As long as you guys bring me gifts, it's fine.
We'll bring gifts. Yeah,
I'm bringing an apron.
Food gift cards.
Yeah, food gift cards.
And, take night every night.
Yeah. I don't think I really ever had a resolution, and if I did, I sure the hell didn't keep it. So, but people will ask you, "What's your resolution? Did you make one?" And I don't ever have anything to say, you know. So,
well, maybe some people feel like they don't need anything to improve on. I mean, whatever makes
you. No, just don't wait till New Year's to do it.
No, I think people.
So you're just being better all year.
I think people also say it.
What a saint! That's why you're in the top 14% of Spotify.
That's right.
Well, I'm saying I wanted to lose weight, but I've already started doing it, and so I was gonna say we should make a bet to see who loses the most amount of weight in the shortest amount of time.
Oh, by that's April, by Johnny's plan. Birthday.
Oh, by
Johnny's
April, birthday. Because that's when Johnny.
We gotta do percentages, obviously.
Well, it's easy. Percentage is easy. That's not difficult. Yeah. So,
that's a good idea, Marie.
I think people do resolutions just to do them, to say them. That's all. You know, that's all.
For some people, maybe, but I mean, not making a resolution isn't necessarily bad or.
No, you're not wrong.
Because you're not setting, you don't necessarily like have to set yourself up to fail or anything like that.
If you stick to it and you're serious about it, sure.
Because it works for some people. Some people drop the weight and then they're.
I don't think anybody's No one's against resolutions.
Well, then you have people that use resolutions that, oh, now I have 365 days to take care of this goddamn resolution, right? I mean, I have the whole year. So if it doesn't work out by April.
But what if you lose another, if you lose 1 pound, resolution met. There you go.
We'll get to, hey, just get a point. You'll get them next year.
You'll get the rest the following years, man. You know? Every year.
I think I will say yeah. that some people maybe do it the way that you guys are portraying, where they just keep fucking up every year. Oh, fuck it. You know, it's March. We'll try again later. They don't plan, or they just throw their resolution out the window. Yeah, of course, there's some people like that. And I'm sure we've all been like that at some point, where we just kind of gave up on a goal.
I've met every goal. Not you.
Set. Oh, yeah. My God. So if this is, it, this is you at your peak?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad. I reached my peak and it's over.
Aim low.
Like they said, once you hit 40, no turning back, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty, I mean, once you hit 40, you know, you have to kind of, you kind of have to look at it as you, you're what, maybe 60% through your life? So, you know, yeah. So, you know, everybody's probably in the mid
70s.
Well, because everybody's probably hitting nowadays. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, are passing away in their mid 70s, early 70s.
Betty White is 99 years old.
We're not all Betty White, goddammit.
Hey, prediction. What year is Betty White going to die?
That's
I got 2023.
I got 2022.
I don't want to think.
Really? 2022. Okay.
Yeah, I got her tomorrow. You know, resolutions. There you go. Okay. And then what is it you're looking forward to in 2022? Could be things like movies, could be playing more soccer because Marie loves playing soccer. Could be you want to go to more concerts. You want to, I don't know. What are you looking forward to in 2022? Like for myself, it's movies. I love movies. So I want to see more of them.
All right. Give me a two or three that.
I want to see the Batman.
The Batman.
Okay. Batman looks good.
I want to see. I want to see Black Adam. I want to see that one.
Flashpoint. Is that?
Ooh, I want to see Flash. Yeah. Flashpoint. I want to see that one. All these are superhero movies because I know they're coming out. I don't, you know, I can't name you other movies that I don't know are coming out.
Doctor Strange.
Strange is coming out there, laddie. Aquaman Part 2. A lot of good ones I want to see.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good ones. You know, but, you know, movies are always good anticipation. When you're a kid, you're always excited for things like video games. Oh, this comes out then. And but as an adult, music, I'm always excited for music. You know, like when somebody like Eminem announces they have a new album. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But, you know.
I'm looking forward to New Edition and New Kids on the Block. No, they're a comeback.
They're not. First of all, the comebacks have been made, right?
That was very entertaining.
It was very entertaining. And you know what you guys were, or what Carlos was saying, that New Kids on the Block. No, I think it was Lafayette.
That was Lafayette.
Overrated.
Oh yeah, they are overrated.
No, I think they're perfectly rated.
No, they're overrated.
Nobody says that they're the greatest of all time, but they love them.
This is true.
But they love them.
Overrated. No, don't get me wrong. I told you this already. You could be overrated and still be very successful. Overrated doesn't mean that you're not successful and you cannot be successful. Overrated just means that you have nothing new to offer. You're just living off the same shit over and over. No one knows of anything else you do. It's just the same crap over and over. You know, you're living off your five greatest hits and then 10 songs that no one really cares about except for your hardcore fans.
I'm pretty sure they still come out with music.
No, they do. Exactly. Can you name one new song of theirs?
I didn't name any of their old songs. 2022.
Yeah, the remake again and again. And
Tougher.
And you know who does that? Vanilla Ice does that. He has like 10 versions of Ice Ice Baby. He has like a rock version, a reggae version, blah, 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 because it's all he banks on. Well, you have to switch it up
because Suge has most of his money for the original one, right?
I don't know how. I don't know who has the original money for that.
No, I think Queen's got that money.
Well, I remember that.
No,
too.
Queen lost the lawsuit.
They didn't.
Yes, they did. They didn't win the lawsuit. Yes.
Because there was one little note that was off.
It was because the one note. Seriously, yeah.
How the hell could Marvin Gaye's family win against Robin Thicke?
Yeah, that made no sense either. Those were nothing close to each other. Nothing close to each other. Exactly. And anyway, there you go. So, Marie, are you looking forward to anything in 2022?
I'm going to try to go to Life is Beautiful, which is another music festival. Oh,
that
in
is officially
Vegas.
Sponsored by Adrenaline Shock Energy Drink. We were there this year. That's right.
Where is that at?
Wait,
Las
what?
Las Vegas. So
you went and you went?
My company is the official sponsor of Life is Beautiful, the company I work
so
for.
So then you can hook it up.
When it comes back around, just ask.
I'm asking right now.
Yeah, so, that's me asking.
I mean, it doesn't come around till
October.
October, there you go.
Or September. Right,
little
I think it's October.
Fun fact.
Ooh, is it going
to
be fun?
After representatives for Queen and Bowie threatened a copyright infringement suit against Vanilla Ice, the matter was settled out of court, with Vanilla Ice being required to pay financial recompensation to the original artist. So now Bowie and all the remaining members of Queen hold song credits for Ice Ice Baby.
That was out of court. Remember, they went to court, though.
It was settled out of court.
I know, so I'm saying is it wasn't
doesn't mean
settled
they lost
in court.
It was just settled out of court. Because Vanilla Ice knew he wasn't going to win.
No, because remember, it goes dun 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 dun, and then Vanilla Ice goes. Vanilla Ice goes dun 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 dun, something like that, and he was like, "You see, it's different."
You can clearly tell the beginning of that.
We know it's under pressure. We know it's under pressure. Come on. We know it. Same way as
Kid Rock.
What does that mean?
And American Werewolf, Wolves in London, or something like that.
Oh yes,
Sweet
yes,
Home. Yes, yeah, yes, he yes, claimed yes. it's Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Not Sweet Home Alabama. It is not.
What do you mean? He did that. He ripped off Sweet Home Alabama.
Remember? No, he didn't. You listen to Wolves in London or American Wolves in London, something like
no,
that.
No, it's called it's, Wolves.
You know, the Sweet Home Alabama song you're thinking of. The title escapes me right now, but it's a different song. You guys are arguing about different things right now.
No, he ripped off Sweet Home Alabama.
No, he claims that he sampled it, but he didn't. He sampled a different song.
Huh. I know what song you're talking
long.
About. I know
all Summer Long. That's the song.
All I know right. what song you're all talking about. You're talking about the Werewolves in London.
Werewolves in
called.
London by yeah. Warren Zevon.
Yeah. Werewolves in London. No,
he
I'm
claims it was Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd, but you can clearly hear the opening is Werewolves.
Yeah, but if you listen to the whole entire song, it sounds like Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah,
we'll it sounds more like break. Sweet Home Alabama.
No, it sounds a lot like Sweet Home Alabama.
I'd break. Listen to it. I swear. I'd break.
He even does that part show. Like Sweet Home Alabama. He even does the part that sounds like when he goes, bam, 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 bam.
Let me bust out
long.
My Spotify.
And that's like
so
from Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes,
like
thank you,
same,
Marie. Please it's, bust it's, out Werewolves of London and then All Summer Long.
It's the same riff as
no,
Sweet Home Alabama.
Not.
I know where my
it's
phone
not.
Is.
It, you people are stupid and you're going to be stupider this year. Okay.
My resolution is to be less stupid this year.
Be better next year. Be better. Good Lord. 2022. All right. Well, another year in the books. Another year of nerds talking in the books. So I guess we'll see you guys in the future. Wait, Maria, are you really pulling it up? Yeah. You're pulling up Kid Rock?
Werewolves in London?
Werewolves of London.
Werewolves of London? Is it of London?
Does anyone know the rules? Like, how much can we play? Like, what if I play a YouTube clip and we can hear the audio? Like, what can't we do?
Are we not allowed
well,
to
I'm sure once the attorneys reach out, we'll just cut that part out. And they
no, no, we
out.
Can play it because we're not a profitable. We don't. We're not. We're like non-profit. Almost like a nonprofit.
Right.
So there's
like
no
they
money.
They can have 10% of my nothing that I get.
Well, that's the thing because we don't make money off of.
Oh wait, here we go. Go ahead, Marie. Which
that's
song
it.
Is that?
That's where
Werewolves
in London or whatever.
Of London.
Okay,
London.
now play All Summer Long.
By Kid Rock?
By Kid Rock, yep. All Summer Long. Sound familiar, boys? Sound familiar,
oh, yeah.
boys? Where do you hear
Sweet Home Alabama?
Yeah, fuck off.
Now play Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, now play Sweet Home Alabama.
By Motley
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Close enough.
By who? The overrated band, The Beatles.
You son of a bitch. Oh, yeah.
There's the beginning right there.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. All summer long.
Nope.
And, yeah,
Marie,
that's
who does it sound like? What does it sound like?
Oh. All right.
Werewolves of London. Oh, I hear the riff, the hi-hat. You hear the hi-hat?
Let's kick it. Okay, now play the other one. No, play the other one now, Under Pressure by Queen.
They sped then, it up and added a hi-hat is what they did with
All right, stop. Baby. Collaborate and listen.
They took that part out.
Yeah, it's it. And the hi-hat. There's no hi-hat.
There's no hi-hat. There's no hi-hat. It's not sped up.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. So Johnny and I won with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, and Carlos hell, lost with
Queen.
No,
I don't know.
Johnny, what do you think?
Johnny, shut up and just go along
I think
with it.
Johnny's
man.
On Team Carlos this time.
In 2021, I'm a liar. In 2022, I'll tell the truth.
All right. Next year.
What is that?
That's your New Year's resolution.
Good Lord, what are you doing? You're not a DJ.
What is going on right now?
All right, anyway.
That's the
show.
Ninja Turtle song.
Oh, Ninja Rap. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking, the podcast, our New Year's Eve, New Year's Day edition. Johnny, what do you have to say to the folks?
About New Year's, about life.
Anything. About... This the show's over. Say something.
Be profound.
Yeah, like those the cookies you people make.
What do you mean, you people?
The fortune cookies.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I gotta take one jab. The year's over.
You know what? For those who make resolutions, I support you. You can do it. And we can go to the Cheesecake Factory in March when you fall off the wagon. I'll see you there.
Ooh. See you there.
Carlos?
Maria has started something, so we'll see you guys in April. See who won this bitch and who's going to Cheesecake Factory crying. Bye-bye.
Okay. Marie, what do you got to say to people as we leave the year into the new year?
Me.
What'd you say?
What? Did you say fuck me?
Yeah, what
no,
did you say?
I said eat me.
It's send a dick pic.
I don't understand anything you ever say. It's like you're the worst. Could you imagine at a wedding? Marie, say some words. Fuck. Itty fuck. Like
eat
what?
Eat a dick.
Like that's not
suck an asshole.
Oh my gosh. Happy New Year, I guess, for Marie. So anyway, as we leave here, thanks for listening to Nerds Talking this year, everyone. Thanks for enjoying. We're gonna continue the show, of course. It doesn't stop here. Resolution will be Hugh might show up once in a while. Never know. And that's pretty much it. So happy New Year. Be safe. Make your resolutions count. And Marie's still playing DJ.
Spotify list.
No, it's Ninja Turtles.
Oh my God, I can't deal with you anymore. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time in the future on Nerds Talking the podcast.